Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We head to the Bay of Plenty now, where Paula Gaelic, who is manager of the Western Bay Museum, is busy setting up their newest exhibition. It's called The Food Bowl of Plenty, and it coincides with the third annual Flavours of Plenty Festival, which showcases culinary highlights in the Bay. Paula has spent the last 6 months scouring her region to find the stories and history behind lesser-known growers and makers, all innovating in their chosen fields. And she joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Actually, sounds like a pretty fun project, was it?
It was indeed. They always are, and this one was particularly.
Yeah, cool. By the way, first of all, congratulations. You were awarded the Tauranga Heritage Award for 2023 last week. That's huge.
Yes, it was, and that was great. That was really great.
Yeah, tell me what that was all about, apparently acknowledging all the work you've put into the museum.
Well, yes, it was. And we're a small museum striving for excellence in everything that we do. It's amazing, and it's extremely important sector, but a sector that has constant resource and financial constraints. And we have always had ambitious goals. So, yes, it was a lovely surprise. And acknowledgement like those awards, they highlight our place, our museum. So it keeps us in the spotlight. So it was really lovely.
Yeah, and I see your slogan here, aspiring to be the best small museum in Aotearoa. So you're aiming high, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been with the museum for 12 years. So it's not for the faint hearted. but it's great. And I've seen heaps of changes over the past 12 years, and we're and look, it's not just about me. There's a whole lot of other people that help me and have helped along the way.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it's museums are owned by the community for the community, and it is. It was really a lovely award, and very honoured to receive it.
Well, whereabouts is the museum, and tell us a bit about your collection.
The museum is in the heart of Katikati, but we represent the Western Bay of Plenty District, and it's a little bit confusing for visitors, but the Western Bay of Plenty District starts out on our eastern side over at Makatu, Te Puke up Omokoroa, the Kaimai, out here to Katikati, and then out to Waihi Beach. So the Western Bay District wraps around Tauranga City and Mount Maunganui. And so our museum is in the heart of Katikati, but we share the historic stories of the entire Western Bay. And we're in the old fire station building right opposite our beautiful memorial hall in Katikati. So that's where you can find us, and we're open 7 days a week.
Nice.
And it's free entry for everybody to visit. So, great place to live and work.
Do you find visitors tend to be locals or out-of-towners?
From everywhere. We have international visitors. We have visitors from right across Aotearoa. And then we have locals. And because we sort of try and share the stories of our locals, also we celebrate national anniversaries as well. But with hapu and mana whenua, right through to our colonisation history. So when you tap into people's stories or histories, then you open audiences. And so they bring visitors. We've just had Treasures of Cultures exhibition. We put the call out to our community for them to loan us objects of what they brought with them or their ancestors and why those objects were so important to them. There was over 30 countries represented. And so, of course, that brings in a new audience every time. Mm. We also, our Māori histories, we have a employed mātauranga Māori or Māori lead in the museum, Honi, so we are able to share Māori histories as well, which is really exciting. And all of these things open or broaden our audience appeal. And of course, the internationals, you know, now that we're through the over COVID, the international visitors are well and truly back. We've been extremely busy through the summer, and I'm sure the next exhibition, the Food Bowl of Plenty, will bring another audience, and hopefully it'll be just as interesting for everybody to see what this one's all about.
Well, tell me about the new exhibition. What's the big idea?
Okay, so the Food Bowl of Plenty demonstrates the thriving horticultural centre and the undeniable economic driver of the Western Bay of Plenty District. The Food Bowl of Plenty exhibition, like you said, it aligns to the Tourism Bay of Plenty Flavours of Food Festival, and our focal point lies in honouring the individuals behind the flavours, the producers and the suppliers. And so the exhibition starts off with traditional Māori food supplies in autumn and winter. And then we take our visitors on a journey through 30 boutique suppliers, growers and producers of today from our district, the Western Bay of Plenty. We look back on industries that once adorned the landscape and are no longer there. And we unveil narratives on innovation, progress and evolution. So there's a lot to see, and it's really interesting.
Did you get to eat your way through some of these exhibits, Paula?
Absolutely. You've got to, of course, have some tasting samples. And, there's been some real different ones, like Kiwano, the New Zealand horned melon. Isaac, our grower there, he brought us over three trays yesterday for us to try. They are, like I say, Kiwano, the New Zealand horned melon, a spiky fruit with horns that has a sweet lime flavour. And our grower in Te Puke exports 35,000 trays a year. So,
gosh. Better known overseas than here, probably.
Absolutely. And so apparently it's like a cucumber. And I have tasted it. And it does have a little bit of a texture of that. But it's this beautiful lime green colour with lime flavours. And perfect for salsas and things like that. Or you can just eat it just like a cucumber. Of course, honey is a big, and bees is a big part of our horticultural industry down here. And so, of course, there's lots of beautiful honey. The Manuka honey, of course, for its medicinal purposes, but also Rera Rera and the clover honey, the kids' honey. That's really, of course, always a delicious treat. There's blueberries from Matakana Island, the island paradise that's been continuously occupied by Māori for centuries, and they combine ancient Māori traditions and values handed down by their ancestors with technology and science to produce great tasting premium produce for the world.
Sounds like it's going to be great. So
it's going to be excellent.
Opens officially Saturday.
Yes.
And I think you got a VIP night on Friday. Thank you very much. Yeah, Paula, well done putting this together, and thank you for your contribution to local culture.
Hey, it is my pleasure, and everybody I know in the museum sector, you have to be passionate about it. It's an important sector, and it's a lot of fun, and the team here do a great job. So I invite everyone to come along and have a look. We're open 7 days.
Invitation accepted. Thanks, Paula Gaelic, manager of Western Bay Museum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.